You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Kristen Brown, owner of Hoop Design Co., an all-female full-service ad agency specializing in branding, web design, and content marketing. Kristen, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
And certainly most pleased to have you with us today. Thanks for your time. Now, tell us, for starters, what is different about running an all-female agency?
So I love when I get this question because I think it really is a very unique experience. So I come from an ad agency background that was a lot larger, located in Chicago. And that being an all-female agency really allows us to be, I think being creative is a very vulnerable thing to do and kind of a vulnerable workspace and craft. And so the fact that we are all-female, there's so much trust. We don't really have to deal with any dynamics of, you know, what feels like might be a power struggle or some of the cliche things I think that the opposite sexes fall into. It really allows us to be super comfortable and I think do some of our best work.
Also, Kristen, how do you manage flexibility among such a young staff?
Yeah, so this has also been a really fascinating thing to deal with as an owner, just one that I didn't really expect. So flexibility, because our staff is so young, flexibility has become our very top priority as part of their compensation. And so in order to make that happen for them, we really have adjusted this year. We now operate on core hours. So we are only absolutely obligated to be in the office, kind of butt in seat, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from 10 to 3. And the rest of our time that we need to get in and making sure that our work is done happens on our own time. So for some people, that means working 7 days a week because that's what they prefer. For me, I'm a morning person. I get here around 7:30 and then I'm allowed to leave. You know, I would leave. Whereas some of the other people, they come in at 10 and then they stay a little bit later. So it really allows us to adapt, I think, to what makes people really happy. And even though that is definitely more challenging from a management perspective, I have found it to be really, really a huge part of our compensation here.
I like that and quite interesting as well. Now, what do you see as the major challenges of managing a younger and more creative-minded staff?
I think that a lot of the challenges just come back to, you know, we are small enough. We have 7 people total, so we are small enough to try to accommodate everybody. That is just can be very challenging. So I think that there are, you know, there's so much literature out there and research on working with millennials or managing millennials. And I have found that there are so many more pros than cons. We have such an ownership mentality here. So every single person, although they are not owners, they really act like it. They treat the business as if it's their own. And I think that comes with a lot of passion. And then that passion is totally a double-edged sword. You know, sometimes that is wonderful for the business, and sometimes it feels like people bring a lot of emotion to the table because they feel so strongly about our success. So I wouldn't want that any other way, but I think it does just present challenges in it, and like I said, especially from a management perspective.
Today we are joined by Kristen Brown, owner of Hoot Design Co., an all-female full-service ad agency specializing in branding, web design, and content marketing here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Kristen, how do you all stay fresh? That's certainly important. Tell us how you do that.
That's a great question when it comes to creativity, especially. So I think this answer is a little bit surprising because One thing that we do to stay fresh is follow very specific systems and processes when it comes to developing the creative that comes out of our agency. So we have very specific processes that we follow when developing a brand, step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I, even though that sounds kind of counterintuitive, I actually think it having those guidelines really allows then the designers to not have to worry about the details. We've really honed this process over many years so that we know we're all on the same page about what the client wants, and now it's time for them to really think outside the box. But they have all the information they need, and nothing's missing, nothing's going to be miscommunicated. And then I think, too, in any type of creative agency life, you know, you do have to stay up on trends. I love looking to fashion and interior design as the, you know, as inspiration for where the design market is moving. You know, pattern and color and things like that are, it's great looking to them instead of looking at other, you know, print graphic design places, so that you're not, you know, you never want to feel like you're copying or taking work from someone else. And so when you're inspired more by, you know, books and interior design and fashion, it allows you to kind of apply that stuff to your work without feeling like you're stealing anything.
Totally understand that. And also, can you explain your branding process? I'm sure that would be helpful to hear how you do that.
Yeah, I'm really proud of this process. It's taken us a really long time to hone this craft, and we work with people all over the country. It's not something that we need to be face-to-face with someone to really create for them. But it is, step one is your creative brief, making sure we're on the same page as far as the notes that we're taking in the meeting. Two is your vision board, and this is the missing component that we really have found to be the deal breaker between success or failure in what we present. So we have our client sign off on a, you know, 11 by 14 actual visual board of the visual direction of where this brand is moving, because, you know, blue means one thing to you, means something different to me, and especially when we get into terms like vintage or modern. So that's been really key. Then we present our concepts, and we do up to 3 rounds of revisions for people, and then we give you an entire brand board. And this is something I'm really passionate about, because we have so many people come to us with just a logo, and they say, here's my brand. And that is not your brand. You know, that's like the title of the story, and the brand is the full story. So if you don't have, you know, a sub logo that operates well in a small space, a watermark, fonts, colors, patterns, images, you know, imagery associated with the brand, a certain style of imagery, all of those things make up the entire visual brand. And if you're not getting all of that when you walk away from the branding process, it's my opinion you really got the shaft. So, like I said, it's taken us a long time to hone this process, but now I think we are really are experts in it, and a lot of that can be seen on our portfolio.
And certainly appreciate your sharing that in detail. And also, why do you give away all of your secrets like you've already been doing?
Yeah, so I think that this is really interesting. You know, we've had people, especially I think people that come from a little bit more old school mindset, they say, you know, why do you give away, you know, why do you set your clients up on Canva or make sure that they have all of their brand assets, which allows them to move forward with or without us? And I just feel so passionately that we want you to work with us because you are choosing to work with us because you love it, because it's a joyful experience, not because your hands are tied behind your back. And if I don't give people all the brand assets that they need to move forward in the world, making their business bigger and better, you know, I really have done them a disservice, just so that I can maybe make an extra 100, 200 bucks or something if they come back to me for some small task. And that's just not what I want. I am hoping all of our clients are flourishing to the point where, you know, they do come back to us for content marketing because they need someone to manage marketing because they're so busy handling clients and customers. So I think it's really been a key to our success.
As far as content creation is concerned, why do you believe in content creation for all types and sizes of businesses?
Yeah, so this has been a really interesting path for us to go down with our clients, because I think a lot of clients don't understand that, you know, they'll say, build us a website. And that's no problem. We love building websites and bringing your brand to the web, but we really can't do that without awesome content. And so when people will say, do our social media, we need someone to do Facebook. And you really don't need anyone to do Facebook for you. You need them to create awesome content that brings new people to your door and continues to funnel, you know, that dream client to you, as well as reinforce your expertise to your current clients or customers. So creating that know, like, and trust with people on a continual basis by producing really high quality content, it has made all the difference for us in our marketing efforts and in the case of many of our clients as well.
Chris, and I understand that you've just started a podcast. Obviously, that falls under content creation, but get into some of those details.
Yeah, so this year we launched a podcast. It's called ProFresh, so ProFresh, ProFresh Podcast, and it's Fresh Confessions from Female Entrepreneurs. And we really found we have a pretty thriving blog where we put a lot of really actionable advice up there for all kinds of clients or all kinds of eyes that I think can learn from some of our expertise. But we really wanted to have a place to put out some of that more emotional side of business ownership, the feeling side, and especially the unique angle that women have. You know, because we're an all-female agency, we really cater to female entrepreneurs, and you know, we've just been so fascinated by their experiences, and we wanted a place to kind of bring those stories to the web or to new ears. And we felt like a podcast was just the best way to do that because it's a really intimate setting. We love podcast listening here. And so it felt like the perfect place to get fresh, original content out there that really speaks to our dream client.
And of course, I couldn't agree more, and looking forward to hearing your podcast moving forward. In conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final tip here for the listeners today?
One tip I would love to give to someone is if maybe they're in younger stages of their business or they're kind of at a crossroads. I have found so much wisdom in my mastermind group. It's four other amazing business women in my area. We meet face-to-face every other week, and they have really become like a board of directors to me. They really help me make the decisions that I otherwise would be at a loss for, help me make, you know, staffing and management decisions. And I really just can't imagine my business without them at this point. And I would never, you know, I don't regret at all starting one, and that would be my tip for other people. Get a mastermind group as soon as possible.
Solid advice, Kristen, and we really do appreciate that. Where can listeners get all the details on your agency, and how could one be in touch as needed?
Yes, so I would love to hear from anybody who listens to this or would like to listen to ProFresh. So our website is hootdesignco.com. There is a navigation tab at the top where you can see all of our podcasts, you know, listen to them and see a lot of the show notes. Our blog has a ton of information. We have a contact form right there. It goes directly to our project manager, and she never misses an email. So that's absolutely the best way to reach out to us, is via our website and the email that you'll see there.
Kristen, it has been our pleasure to have had you, and continued success. And again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with Kristen Brown, owner of Hoot Design Co., an all-female full-service ad agency specializing in branding, web design, and content marketing. And for all the details, visit hootdesignco.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location, as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app to come soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. And once again, as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.